Shabbos. Ubishla b'Shabbos, and it cooked now on Shabbos Mahu. Is there a gzer or not? So Drashi Shachak there means aliba mandi yosa. Hey, the Shiloh is only, behold, that even for she is also. Hey, you're not allowed to leave a pot on top of the fire without group of tumor if it's not misbasa called soke and raloi. So if you left the pot that shows on top of the fire from before Shabbos, is there a gzera now you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos or not? Mahu, what's the loch? Ishtik lo yom levlami, he didn't answer it. Lamocha nofek dorshul, later he came to darshan, ha-mavasho b'shabbos, somebody cooks on Shabbos itself, is aloha b'shegeg yoichum. B'shegeg, aloha is that you're not allowed to eat it, but other people are allowed to eat it on Shabbos. B'mezid, if you cook b'mezid, lo yoichum, you're not allowed to eat it. There's a gzera, we are born, and since you cook b'mezid, you can't eat it. V'loishino, and he answered back, loishino. There's no difference. For the Gemara, my v'loishino, what does it mean there's no difference between whether you do the ma'isa cooking on Shabbos or whether shochach? Shochach means you put the chont on top of the fire from before Shabbos. So on Shabbos you didn't do any ma'isa. But there's an issim with Rabbanan leaving the pot on top of the fire. So he said there's no difference. What does it mean there's no difference? My loishino, Rabbi Rav Yosef, it's machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Amitavayu, let Torah. They both say he was Mako. Mevashel, dafka, where you cook on Shabbos, who the COVID ma'isa b'mezid, where the person mamish put the whole pot on top of the fire on Shabbos, b'mezid l'yechem. Then we'll make the Xerion and let eat it. Aval hai, ma'ashen can hear, he put the pot on top of the fire before Shabbos. The like COVID ma'isa b'mezid, he didn't do any ma'isa there on Shabbos, nami yechel, he's also allowed to eat it. Thus helps Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Amar Pum Faket, li sura. He says, here Faket, it's also both ways. Only if you do a ma'isa cooking on Shabbos, who do loyos l'rume? They were not afraid someone will make tricks. And therefore we say b'shoygeg yoichum. If you cook b'shoygeg, we'll make them. We're not going to be afraid if somebody says b'shoygeg it's mutam, he'll really do it b'mezid. What you do it? You say it was a shoygeg. As they write, we're not choshed yid will do. To cook b'mezid on Shabbos, he's zichu won't do. Avul hai, ma'ashenkin here, you left the pot on top of the fire before Shabbos. So you didn't do any melacha on Shabbos. Or b'zoi here, even b'shoigig, they say it's awesome. Why? Because if you're going to say shoigig is mutar, so you also larume b'shoigig, nam aloyechum. People leave the chont on the fire from before Shabbos. Either Rav will come and ask you, how come you left it? Oh, boy, I was a shoigig. And it's not so gefel to be a shoigig, because I'm not doing a ma'isa veira, it's only the Rabbanim. See, the Rabbanim were more macher and said, even b'shoigig, you should know, if you left the chont on the pot before Shabbos, it's tak awesome. So we'll soon bring Raya tomorrow, Mishem Tiyo. Und da flamme Kress zu haben. Ja, der letzte Scheile was war, der letzte Boy was, wenn wir hier bei Rababo, Shocha Kedera Gabi Kiro, you forgot the pot on top of the fire, U Bishlo Bishavis Mal. What's the loch? Now, listen to the Chulot Amanda Yoma that she is also, you're not allowed to leave a pot on top of the fire even from before Shabbos. Without group of tumor, what happened if you left it there? So he brought down a machleikis. So ish, we learned this. Mal ishtek loyim lev lamidi. The moch anofak dorishlu hamavasho b'shabbos. If somebody cooks on Shabbos itself, b'shoygeg yoichum, b'mezid lo yoichum. You see such a chilek that on Shabbos, if you cook b'shoygeg, you're allowed to eat it. B'mezid you're not allowed to. And the answer is v'loishino. But here by she, if you just leave it on top of the fire, there's no difference. That means both shoygeg and mezid have the same halacha. My relation, what does it mean here? There's no difference by Shia. Rabbi Yosef Darmatavayu, let Teira. Rabbi says, here both ways are mutter. If you left it on the fire, Zai b'shoyd, Zai b'mezid, you're allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. Why? Mevashlu the covid ma'isa b'mezid lo yoichel. Only where your mamish cook, you put the pot on top of the fire on Shabbos, you do a ma'isa issa, then the rabbanon said you're not allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. You left the pot on the fire from before Shabbos. The Leikovid Ma'isa b'mezid. You're not doing any Ma'isa on Shabbos. It's an Issa you did from before Shabbos. Is Mela Nam b'mezid Nam Yoichel. Zeh Rabbi Rav Yosef. Here, even b'mezid, you're allowed to eat it. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Amar No Li'isur. He says, Avada, it's also. And Aloch, we hold like Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok that says that it's also. Because Tosis is asked the Kasha, but we had a more before that said, Tema, the second place is Dorma Perakamo, Loitamali Isha Kedera Shoshis. She shouldn't fill up the pot full of beans. Bimnosna, she put the beans on top of the fire from before Shabbos, enough in the Gemara, Lamait Soy Shabbos Hasurin. Bechesh Yasu, it says enough in the Gemara, it's also to have a no from it, until after Shabbos. But on Shabbos, it's also. So how could Rabbi Rabbi Yosef both say here, Shia, if you left the pot on the fire from before Shabbos, it's mutter, and before it's enough in the Gemara, it says that it's also. That anyway, our Gemara slugs up Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. That it's not halacha. Halacha is like Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak says, Omar li Surah. He says here, no, both places it's awesome. If you left the pot on top of the fire, where you're not allowed to, even though you did it b'shegig, still it's also to eat the food on Shabbos. Why? Mevashlu d'lo yosel arumei b'shegig yoichel. If to cook b'shegig, we have no chash, maybe you can do it b'mezid. Because to do a maisa there of Yadayim, we're not choshe klai Yisrael. Avol hai, the yosel arumei b'shegig, naim lo yoichel. But here, what are you doing? You're leaving the chont on the fire from before Shabbos. With the right, there's no issue. It's only us and the Rabbonim. So we're afraid people are going to want to do it. They'll leave the chont on the fire from before Shabbos. Are you not allowed to do it? They'll say they're a shegig. So therefore, the Rabbonim had a consent. Even if you're a shegig, you just left it there by mistake, still you're not allowed to eat the chont on Shabbos. So that's why by Shia, even though it's less of an Isram, the Rabbanah made more of a Gzerim. That nobody should come to leave the pots on the Fayim from before Shabbos. They'll say they were Shaygin. Adarab, if you're Shaygin, it's also wanted to do it. So nobody will come to leave the pots. And that's the Halacha. The Luitz, it's the Halacha, but some gave it to us. Because we hold Shia's Mutter, even without Gruf of Tumah. No, Chapanav Kimina, let's say you leave a pot on the fire that's not Kamaycha Ben Drisoy. As we pass like Hananya, the food is cooked halfway, then you're allowed to leave it even on top of the fire without a blech. That's only if it's at least cooked halfway. Let's say you have a chont that wasn't cooked at all yet, it's less than halfway cooked, then she is also. Then you're not allowed to leave the chont on the fire without a blech before Shabbos. So you left it, Allah Kriz, you're not allowed to eat the food that Shabbos. But the Gemara Meisu, I have a kasha now. Shochah Kedera Agabe Kira. Somebody forgot the kedera, forgot the pot on top of the kira, on top of the fire. Ubishla b'Shabbos, and it cooked on Shabbos. Is b'shegeg yoichel, straight off from the b'raisa chilet, the sefton, that b'shegeg you are allowed to eat the food. B'mezid lo yoichel. But if you left it there, b'mezid you're not allowed to eat it. Schur is a kasha quent everybody. We just got finished saying loishino that by shia there's no difference between shegeg and mezid. And here's enough from the b'raisa says there is a chilek between shegeg and mezid. So if you left the chont on the fire, b'shegeg you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Only b'mezid is lo yoichel. And by the b'med of amamurim, when we have this chilek b'chamin, only hot water shloihuch mokor tzarkun. It wasn't cooked altogether from before Shabbos. Then we say b'mezid you're not allowed to eat it or drink it. Who adin v'tavshel? If you left the cholent there, kugel shloih bishakor tzarkun. It wasn't cooked legamri. But if you left on top of the fire hot water that was cooked cold sorghum before Shabbos, who had been with tavshul shevishal cold sorghum and a tavshul kugel that was cooked legamri before Shabbos, you left it on top of the fire. You should know bein b'shegig bein b'mezid yechem. Even b'mezid, you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because you're not having hanor from the Issa Shabbos. It was cooked legamri before Shabbos. So even though you're leaving it on top of the fire, and even with the man Giyom, that she is also, but they don't answer it now, because you're not having Hanor from the Bishlan Shabbos. It was a special called Sorkin. But I call upon him, if the food was not cooked legami from before Shabbos, there's Kolohi Rechilah between Shegeg and Mezid. If you left the chont on the fire of Shegeg, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. If you left it there, Mezid, you're not allowed to. So it's a spirit from the Gemara before we said a quench Rav Nachman, even b'shegig gets osur. And then you see klo, b'shegig gets mutter.
What is b'shegig?
Either you didn't know it was osur to do it, or you didn't know today was Shabbos, one of the two.
Oh, but let's say I put it on, I knew it was going to be Shabbos, but I thought it would cook
cold
tartar before Shabbos.
Could be, it's also b'shegig, right? It's also b'shegig, right? You don't know you're doing an issa then, as far as you're concerned, you're doing a hitter. Right? That's also b'shegig. Rashi Meisvei, Shochach Kedera B'Shoigig. Kegoyin Hai De Shochach is Yechav B'Shabbos. If you forgot it there, you didn't realize it was also, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. But Meizid, the Loi Shochach, you didn't forget it. And Laniach, but you left it there from before Shabbos, and even though you're not supposed to, is La Yechav. Here you're not allowed to. So this is the Kash, you see there's a Chiluk even by Shia, by leaving the pot on the fire from before Shabbos, that only the Meizid you're not allowed to eat it. But B'Shoigig gets Mutter. Those house Reb Meir. You have Yehuda, and Reb Yehuda says like this. Chamin shochmo kot sorkon mutarin. A chamin, the hot water that was cooked kot sorkon, is mutem etchilat leave on top of the fire. Nefnei shem etstamik for alloy. Because you're not afraid you're going to hit it in the middle of Shabbos to make it burn better. Because hot water, the longer it cooks, the worse it gets. It like evaporates. No good. V'tavshon shabishon kot sorkoy osur. Mashenkin a tavshol, even though it's cooked legamri, still it's also to leave it on top of the fire without this without grufa for ktuma. Why? The longer the tavshol cooks, the better it gets. So since you don't have a grufa for ktuma, this is the gezeira l'terabonim that we're choshed maybe you come to hit the coals on Shabbos to make it cook better. The kol hametstamik biyofoloi to go and crude anything that cooks, and the longer it cooks, it gets better, like cabbage or pulled like beans. Or else they know boss a turf, chopped meat, is also, you're not allowed to leave it on the fire from before Shabbos. Vashenke and Mecholam Tzarmik Veraloi, anything that the longer it's cooked legamri, and the longer it cooks, it's going to get bad, is mutter. Then you're allowed to leave that on the fire even without a blech. Because there's no gzeri going to hit the coals to make it burn better, because the more it burns, the better, the worse it is. So this is the Alocha, this is the Shantim Machlein, this is the Meir of Yudah. Of our copan was the gate to us to violence ketoni mio tavshush levishakot sorka according to everybody. You're not allowed to leave food that wasn't cooked with gamri on top of the fire. And if you left it, there's a chilek that bishoygeg it's mutter. The maize is you're not allowed to eat it. So tomorrow bishleim or Rab Nachman Rab Yitzchok according to Rab Nachman Rab Yitzchok lekashi wouldn't be so shver. Even though Rab Nachman Rab Yitzchok says even bishoygeg it's also like we said mishum haroma. That we don't want people to leave the pot on top of the fire. They'll do the mazit. And they'll say they were b'shoigig. So Rabbonin can't say even b'shoigig it's awesome. I look here it says b'shoigig it's mutter. So the moral akash is not so shver. Kan koydim gezeira. You're right. When this b'raisa was learned that b'shoigig it's mutter, that's before the Rabbonin made the new gezeira. Kan liyacha gezeira. Rab Nachman Rab Yitzchak is talking about the loch alamaisa after the Rabbonin made gezeira. As later on, another door later, we'll see later in the Gemara, that they made a gzeira, that you're not allowed, if you leave it, even, b'shegeg, the Rabbanan said, you can't have a no, you can't eat it, because it's haroma. So, according to Nachum Yitzchak, it's good. Elo, Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, the Amrila Teiro, but according to Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, they say it's mutter, even if you left it on the fire before Shabbos. I feel a bemaded. Still it's mutter, the Rabbanan never made a gzeira, because he says only by bishul will you do a maisa bishul on Shabbos, the other Rabbanan made a gzeira. But she, you left the pot on the fire from before Shabbos. You didn't do any mloch on Shabbos. Rabbi Rav Yosef said there's no gzeira at all. Look, we're here, it's a kasha. A monashach. I koydim gzeira a kasha mezen. If before the Rabbanan made a gzeira on shoygeng, I'll call upon him a shrem mezen. They say even mezen is mutter, and here it says klo, mezen is also. Ilacha gzeira, kasha nami shoygeng. Elamai, this Bryce is going after the Rabbanan made gzeira, then avada with shre Rabbi Rav Yosef. It's even shre shoygeng. Rabbi Rav Yosef say even the mezen, it's mutter b'dievid. You're not allowed to make shiyam, let's say something that's not in his bashel even halfway. You're not allowed to leave it on the fire from before Shabbos. If you left it, here the Bryce says it's also. And Rabbi Rav Yosef say it's mutter. But tomorrow by kasha and echnami, this Bryce is a stereo to Rabbi Rav Yosef. So that's what Tayyip before said. We could ask other kashas on Rabbi and Rav Yosef. But the Gemara slugs him up from this Bryce. So the loch is not like Rabbi Rav Yosef, the loch is like Rabbi Nachman Rav Yitzchak. That if you left the pot on top of the fire when you're not supposed to, we said where the food was not cooked even halfway, so you're not allowed to leave the food on top of the fire without a blech. If you leave it there, you're not allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. So Rabbanan will go to even b'shegig, it's also to eat. So Rashi, bosa torif means the chop meat. The goli died the lav lorchem kiboyle. The megaladas, you don't want this food for orchem. So therefore, the longer it cooks, the better it gets. Before we had a svar, if you want to give it to an oirich, you like a bigger piece. And therefore, the longer it cooks, it gets shrunk, it shrinks. So then you wouldn't give it to an oirich. But if you're not giving it to an oirich, like chopped meat, so then your megaladas, you want it for yourself only. So the longer it cooks, the better it gets. Anything that shrinks, but it's better that way, is also lo'ichlam imishon b'mezit. If you left it on the fire from before Shabbos, when you're not supposed to, b'mezit, it's also. Ketoni miyis, b'shelevish akor tzorkoi, where it wasn't cooked legarmi before Shabbos, the yeshkulip and shegul b'mezit. The mashor, here this Bryce says, if you leave it on the fire before Shabbos is a chilek. That be mezid, it's also b'shoyges mutter. It's kasher ben the rabba of Rabbi Yosef the shari mezid. It's shver rabba Rabbi Yosef. They hold b'shemezid it's mutter. Here it says it's also ben the rab Nachman the yosef shoyges. Rab Nachman says even b'shoyges it's also. And here it says b'shoyges mutter. The teretz b'shem Rab Nachman must l'truth say kitan he the shoyges yechol where it's mutter lefnei gzeirim. Before the rabbanim made a second gzeirim, the Yarmun l'kamon will soon learn to go through al hashechichim. They made a gzeirim even if you're shecheich. That we said before, that by Shia, both ways it's Osir, that's if the Rabbanan made Gzeira, then it's good. El the Rabbi Yosef the Army Aliba, the Rabbi Chiya Rabba, let Teriyat Mezid. They learn no that it's mutter even if you left the pot on top of the fire when you're not supposed to, even the Mezid, that it's mutter even on Shabbos. They're born to make an Gzeira. Here it says Tzlorz Osser. Ikaidim Gzeira Yitma the Rabbi Chiya Kashim Yom Mezid. Doch Yitanya Mezid Lo Yoichem. Vili Acha Gzeira Kashim Ami Shogi. Dafilu Shogi Hevel El Mezid. Dilu Matisim Kaidim Gzeira Nishnis. So now it's Arup. We slugged up Rabbi Yosef. And the law is that if you make shia, you left it on the fire in the mokum where it's osur, you're not allowed to eat that food the Shabbos. Yeah. So the Gemara, my gezerta, what is the gezer? What's the second gezer that Rabbanan made? The Omer Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Kana, Omer Rav, betchilo at the beginning, hoyu oimrim, hamavasho b'Shabbos b'shoigig yechol. Somebody cooks b'shoigig, he didn't realize today was Shabbos. Or else he didn't know Bishla is one of the Lama Tes Molochis. He thinks you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. Halacha is Yechel. You're allowed to eat that food on Shabbos. Pemezid, somebody knew that it's Osir and he still cooked on Shabbos, didn't the Veirach, Chattis, or Skilom, is Lo Yechel. The Rabbanu made a Knas, you're not allowed to eat that food on Shabbos. For who are din L'Shecheich? Rashi, Hamavashel b'Shabbes b'Yadayim dikech yuvadiraisa. Buadin l'shachech means that mashoy nami b'boy join. That if somebody left the nechia, left the pot on top of the fire from before Shabbos, the same halachas. Im shachach b'shoygig, if you forgot about it b'shoygig, yoichem. You're allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. V'im b'mezid, but if you left the pot on top of the fire b'mezid, he shoyim lo yoichel. You're not allowed to eat that food on Shabbos. Kilo bishlo b'dayim b'Shabbos. It's the same halacha by bishul applies to shacheach means shia. Mashen kein mishurabu mashoyim b'mezid, but people later on b'mezid used to leave their cholent on top of the fire, even though the cholent wasn't as basher kol tzorkoid or it wasn't cooked halfway. They still did it b'mezid. Either Rabbanim went to them and said, how are you leaving it? You're not allowed to leave it on top of the fire. But Yerman, they used to say, Shechem Anonu. We forgot, we were shaking, we didn't realize it. Is Rabbanim made a knas, Chosra, Rabbanim went ahead, Nachamol, the Konsul Allah Shechech. The Rabbanim made a knas, now even if you Shechech it, but maybe be shaking, still the Rabbanim say, you're not allowed to eat this food. Because people shouldn't go Matchila to leave it on top of the fire, and they'll say they were shaking, because even be shaking, the Rabbanim said, you can't eat it, you have nothing to gain, so they'll stop doing it. And that's the law like this. Just we said, Kozaman Lamaisa, we hold like Hananya, that Kozaman the food is cooked, at least halfway cooked, you're allowed to leave the pot on top of the fire even without a blech, and let it cook throughout Shabbos and eat it then.
Right. Kash?
No, Shabbos made for Shia before Shabbos. On Shabbos, yeah. On
Shabbos.
Yeah. That the Meir was a big machmir, even according to Beis Hillel, chamin. You only let a leave, make shia leave a pot on top of the fire, only chamin. Avoloi tavsho, only hot water, but not solid food. For off is shuri chamin. And here is mata chamin vitavsho, shabisho kot sorkoi. Here Reb Meir says if the food was cooked, cold sorkon, even tavshol, you will either leave, you will either make shia. And before Reb Meir says even according to Beis Hillel, that's only muta chamin and not a tavshol. The kasha of Yehuda, to us, the Yehuda, chamin v'tavshol, both are mutter. Here Rabbi Yehuda is only mekel on chamra, not a tavshul shebisha kol tzorkei. Here Rabbi Yehuda says a tavshul shebisha kol tzorkei is also also. Schutz is tira. Hem to Gemara. Do Rav Meyad Rav Meyad lekasha. Ho lechetchila, ho diyevet. That that Rav Meyad before said that's only mutter du chamin and not to do tavshul, that's metchila. Metchila for Eska Rav. What am I allowed to leave on top of the fire? He'll tell you only cham and hot water. That was his basha kot sorkin, but not tavshul. Hod v'diyevid, but lo yitzui v'diyevid. You left on top of the fire a tavshul with his basha kot sorkin. Here Rav Meir says it's mutter. V'diyevid, we don't ask for it. Since it was his basha kot sorkin, you're not having hanor from the bishul on Shabbos, we don't ask you. So drashi ho l'chatchila. Mishnah k'mais, the first Mishnah, l'shoyes l'chatchila k'mair, he's talking about m'chila, if you ask a shayla, what am I allowed to live on top of the fire? V'hach b'yishoye k'var, and our Bryce here says that only chaman and not tavshom, it's b'dievid. Koma, d'mut l'yoichloi, that b'dievid, if you left the tavshom, you will not eat it. But avada m'chila, you only allowed to leave chaman like he says before. Here that he says even a tavshul you're allowed to leave, it only means b'dievet, if you left the tavshul on the fire, you're allowed to eat it. Alright, so Stephen are in Yehuda de Yehuda, so the Gemara de Yehuda de Yehuda namele kasha. Kan de grufa k'tuma, kan de shein de grufa k'tuma. The theory was before Rabbi Yehuda said that even a tavshul you're also allowed to leave on top of the fire. And here Rabbi Yehuda says a tavshul you're not allowed to leave on top of the fire. But there it's his poshid. Before we're talking about the fire that grufa k'tuma. That means either you move the coals on the side, or else you can put a blech, you put an offer on top of the coals. There it's mutter to put even a tavshul. Here we're talking about cloth, it's not grufa of tumah. Therefore it's only matzah chamin, hot water, and not a tavshul. Shrashi kan begrufa of tumah. Deliel ari begrufa of tumah. Kidiktoni bo, ma'ashorin agab begrufa of tumah. It says cloth here, that you had two kiras, one next to another, one was garif, one was not. You're allowed to put on top of the one that's garif. You're not allowed to leave it on top of the one that's not Goruf. There it said, what are you allowed to leave ala Grufam? Shetanu l'shoyis rameyu ay mehilkach. Afilu chetchila shor Rabbi Yehuda. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda is not even chetchila to leave a tavshul. Since it was Gruf l'ktumah. Where you have a blech, avad you allowed to leave the tavshul on top of the fire. For hocha here that Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only cham and its mutter, and not a tavshul. V'ocha kishayin the Grufam. Hilkach the Eved Osir. Here, even with the Eved, he holds the Osir. If you leave a tavshul on top of the fire that has no grufa of ktumah, even with the Eved, he holds the Osir to eat it. So tomorrow now, Iboyelu. Come on, Nochem, all the Shailim. Chura did the exact same Shailim over again. Iboyelu. Ova Vishomau. It's in the case where you're not allowed to leave the pot on top of the fire. And you went and left the pot from before Shabbos even. On top of the fire, my, what's the locha? So drashi ova bishor b'mezid mai mutter liyochli aloi. This is a shalom b'mezid. If you left it on top of the fire, is a mutter tivu or not? So all the rishonim asked the kasha. That was the holy boy before we just had. We just got finished talking about that. Was the boy here? Boy menachir abba shocha kadei ragabe kibu bishter b'shavus mau. And we came out to say that b'mezid for sure it's awesome, and even rishonim is also it's awesome. So what's the second boy? So we'll soon see what the second boy is. More my mi konsu rabon meloi toshma. I'll bring you Rai. We'll soon see what the chiddush is. The Omar Shmu ba Nosin. Omar Reb Chanina ki shaholach Reb Yois le Tzipori. When Reb Yois went to Tzipori, motza chamin she nishto agave kira. He saw a chamin that was left on top of the fire. It was not grufa of tuma. V'lo yosel hen, and he didn't answer it. So mashmi even though you're not allowed to leave it there, but if you left it though, it's mutter. Weiter Beitzin mitzumokim shenishto agabe kira. He saw like roasted eggs that were left on top of the kira. V'yosel him, and that he asked. He said it's also my lav liyosu Shabbos. That it means to say even asked on this Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat these eggs. Hey, since you left these eggs on top of the fire from before Shabbos and they got roasted throughout Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So be a raya that it's also to eat it if you made shiur. So tomorrow, loy, I'll tell you, here's talking about the Shabbos Habor. He only said, you should know, next Shabbos don't do this. It's not nice to leave an egg on top of the fire if there's not grufa for ktumah. But this Shabbos, it's mutter. Mechlal zat gemara, the beitzim mitzumokos, beitzim that are roasted on top of the fire, the locher is mitzumokos v'yofelhem. The longer it roasts, the better the egg gets. Ninu. And that was the shayla here. Come to say, here the shayla was, you left an egg that was roasted in the gami from before Shabbos, and you left it on top of the fire throughout Shabbos.
Now, going now, this egg, the longer it cooks, the better it gets. So really, you're over the Issa Shia. You're not allowed to leave such an egg on top of the fire. Since there's no Grufa Ktuma, and Minat L'Chananim, let the Rabbonin, that say Shia is Osir, so really it should be Osir here, it should be Osir to eat this egg. Now, the Chiddush Rishonim say the reason why it's Mutter here is because this egg was cooked L'Gamri before Shabbos. The only mile you have is the longer it stays on the fire, the better it gets. That's called mitzamik v'yofaloid. The more it shrinks, the better the egg gets. For this little hanoah you have, they didn't ask to eat it on Shabbos. That's the chiddush between this gemara and the gemara before. Before we're talking about the food wasn't cooked l'gam before Shabbos. So pshita, if you leave it on top of the fire and it gets cooked on Shabbos, you're having hanoah from the bishul on Shabbos. There we say it's osur. And even meshaydik we pass in it's osur. Here the shalom nochamol is where you're leaving on top of the fire, but it was cooked l'gam before Shabbos. So the only shalom is that it's getting a little bit better now on Shabbos, and that's the chiddush. It's muta. Since the hanor is a very small hanor, just that the egg is getting a little bit better on Shabbos, that's the Abonu Denatio. And that's the halach right there. Rashi, Chamin lo yosah, demtsalik v'raloi. If you leave hot water on top of the fire and it was cooked from before Shabbos, pshit its mutter. You have no hanor at all, because the longer it cooks, the worse it gets. Mashen came baits him, he said it was osur. Why? The longer the egg cooks, it gets better. Slechura, he thought you're asking at this Shabbos to eat, because you had some enough in the cooking of Shabbos. My lab, Yosef Shabbos, osur on Alehim. The achila, it's also even to eat it. Loi, le Shabbos habo. He said it's also for the next Shabbos. Osur lehim. Achshon, shle lasas came the Shabbos habo. He only told them, next Shabbos don't do this. You're not allowed to leave the egg on top of the fire since you're having some hanor from it. But this Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. Why? Before we said she is awesome, the Torah says she is only also we're having a lot of hanor, where it got cooked really on Shabbos. But here it was cooked before Shabbos, just in the stomach. The offer, Lord, here it's mutter. So the Mara Kopona Mechlau debates him with Tzumekas Drashi, boy, he's like a boy. Is it true or not? Tomorrow, Mechlau the Beit Samasunekis, Mr. Memphis Vios Lehem Ninu, in Estanke True, it gets better. To Yomar Rab Choma Bachanina, Pamachas, one time, Yasarachte Ani, to Rebbe Lamokamech, we both stayed in one place, the Heviel of Flame, the board in front of us, Beit Samasunekis, Kuzardin, Beit Sam that shrunk very, very much the Shir of Kuzardin. That means it was cooked very, very long. The Yochalna Miam Harbin, we ate a lot of them. What's Pshat? We ate a lot of them, because it's very good this way. So mashma, the longer the egg cooks, even though it shrinks, it gets better and better. So therefore, for Shabbos, that was the Shiloh. On a case where it gets better and better on Shabbos, is it Osir? Mutter, the Teretz is Mutter. For this Shabbos, you're still allowed to eat it. Because this Hanor is a small Hanor. Since it was cooked with Garmi from before Shabbos, just that it shrinks and gets a little bit better, this Rabbon Denasio. Trash Reveal Lufonov means Bechil. Kruzadin, Shinestamku, Ad, Shinasu, Dakois, Kruzadin. It got very, very small. Ud Midi Yoma, Vyochal Muharbi. Since it says he ate a lot of them, Mechlau the Yofalem. The Chud is a Rai. It was very good. If it wouldn't be good, you don't need a lot. So now it's a Rai, you eat a lot, and still it's Mutter. Because Mechili, now I made the Shit. This is going to demand the Yomak Rabbonin Shita. Yeah, right. We pass this with Mutter, right? This was enough a Rai, it's a Rabbonin Shita, right? That Shia is not group of tomb, it's also to leave it, calls the man as Mistamik Vyofaloi. It's also to do it. But Louis, so you did it, it's not also Bano. This little Hano got born in Asiyu. Beisil learned Mach Mazir. This is no day now. Beisil says in the Mishnah that we have Gruf Ktuma, like we have a blech. If you take off the hot kettle off the blech, you're allowed to put it back on again, even on Shabbos. Omer Rav Sheshet, the Divra, Yoyim Mazir, and according to Beisil, that says you're allowed to put it back, you should know, Mazir and Afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to put back the pot. So Rashi learns